I promised your parents I wouldn't let you melt yourself into a pile of goo, I told her. Butters, I assume someone, and I won't name any names, told you I'd be dropping by.
Yowza, the little M.E. said, nodding. He held up a finger, went to the door, and locked it, before turning to lean his back against it. Look, Dresden, I have to be careful what kind of information I share, right? It comes with a job.
Sure.
So you didn't hear it from me?
I looked at Molly. Who said that?
Groovy, Butters said. He walked back over to me and offered me the packet of papers. Names and addresses of the deceased, he said. I frowned and flipped through them. Columns of text, much of it technical, ugly photographs. The victims? Officially, they're the deceased, his mouth tightened. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they're victims.
Why?
He opened his mouth, closed it again, and frowned. You ever see something out of the corner of your eye, but when you look at it, there's nothing there? Or at least it doesn't look like what you thought it was?
Sure.
Same thing here, he said. Most of these folks show classic, obvious suicides. There are just a few little details wrong, you know?
No, I said. Enlighten me.
Take that top one, he said. Pauline Moskowitz, 39, mother of two, husband, two dogs. She disappears on a Friday night and opens up her wrists in a hotel bathtub around 3 a.m. Saturday morning. I read over it. Am I reading this right? She was on antidepressants?
Uh-huh,
Butters said. But nothing extreme, and she'd been on them and stable for 8 years. Never showed suicidal tendencies before either.
I looked at the ugly picture of a very ordinary-looking woman lying naked and dead in a tub of cloudy liquid.
So what's got your scalpel in a knot? The cuts, Butters said. She used a box knife. It was in the tub with her. She severed tendons in both wrists.
So?
So, Butters said. Once she'd cut the tendons on one wrist, she'd have had very little controlled movement with the fingers in that hand. So what'd she do to cut them both? Use two box knives at the same time? Where's the other knife?
Maybe she held it with her teeth, I said.
Maybe I'll close my eyes and throw a rock out over the lake and it will land in a boat, Butters said. It's technically possible, but it isn't really likely. The second wound almost certainly wouldn't be as deep or as clean. I've seen them look like someone was cutting up a block of Parmesan into slivers. These two cuts are almost identical.
I guess it's not conclusive, though, I said.
Not officially.
I've been hearing that a lot today, I frowned.
What's Brioche think?
At the mention of his boss, Butters grimaced.
Occam's razor, to use his own spectacularly insensitive yet ironic phrasing. They're suicides. End of story.
But your guess is that someone else was holding the knife.
The little M.E.'s face turned bleak, and he nodded without speaking.
Good enough for me, I said. What about the body today?
Can't say until I look, Butters said. He gave me a shrewd glance. But you think it's another murder?
I know it is, I replied. But I'm the only one, until Murphy's off the clock.
Right, Butters sighed. I flipped past Mrs. Moskowitz's pages to the next set of ugly pictures. Also a woman. The pages named her Maria Caselli. Maria had been 23 when she washed down 30 Valium with a bottle of drain cleaner. Another hotel room, I noted quietly. Molly glanced over my shoulder at the printout of the photo at the scene. She turned pale and took several steps away from me.
Yeah, Butters said, concerned eyes on my apprentice. It's a little unusual. Most suicides are at home. They usually go somewhere else only if they need to jump off a bridge or drive their car into a lake or something.
Miss Caselli had a family, I said. Husband, her younger sister living with her.
Yeah, Butters said. You can guess what Brioche had to say.
She walked in on her hubby and babysitter, decided to end it all.
Molly said. I think...
Outside, Butters provided, unlocking the door. First door on the right.
Molly hurried from the room down to the bathroom Butters had directed her to.
Jesus, Harry, Butters said.
Kid's a little young for this. I held up the picture of Maria's body. A lot of that going around. She's actually a wizard, like you? Someday, I said, if she survives. I read over the next two profiles, both of women in their 20s, both apparent suicides in hotel rooms, both of them with housemates of one sort or another. The last profile was different. I read over it and glanced up at Butters. What's with this one? Fits the same general profile, Butters said. Women, dead in hotel rooms.